It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Welcome back to the Beckler and Shauna Pisscast for another week of exciting episodes.
Of pissers.
How was your weekend, Shauna?
It was delightful, thank you.
You were in Fernie?
Yeah. It was closing weekend, so it's always a very bittersweet time for me because it means the snowboarding season is kind of ending. But the weather was amazing. So it was like live bands, and we were sitting out in tank tops. It was that warm.
Very nice.
So, yeah, so just delightful. What about you?
You had an odd but cool experience.
I did.
An encounter in Fernie, which we'll talk about on the show today.
Yeah.
I had a tremendous weekend. We had such a good weekend. It was so nice here in Calgary, and I got so much yard work done. But my body is exhausted today.
Oh, your body hurts.
Like, I posted on my Instagram, Saturday, I cleaned out my wood shop, like, took everything out, cleaned it out, put it all back in.
Yeah.
Burned 5,000 calories that day.
Whoa.
And then yesterday, we did, like, the full yard cleanup, swapped the shed out for the year.
Yeah.
And that was probably another, like, 4,600 calories. So, like, I feel like I need a weekend from the weekend.
Oh, jeez.
But that's my kind of week. Getting stuff done. Love getting stuff done.
Totally.
And
always
the kids
feels good.
Played with their friends in the neighborhood like the whole weekend. We barely saw them.
That's
so
awesome.
They're having a blast so far now that the weather's nice. Yeah, it was great. Great weekend. Good start.
Awesome.
Good start to the nice weather. On today's show, we are going to talk about your golf caddy, who you choose, a type of snobs, something that has gotten insanely expensive, even outpacing everything else. An artist who shows stink. Like, literally smell bad.
Literally, yeah.
The federal government made an announcement regarding making housing more affordable, and I'm not buying it. We'll talk about that. Another thing you can't look cool doing, and a good laugh we had right off the hop. After your out-of-context clip, turn up the house lights. I want to see all of you smelly people.
Oh, God.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
I was listening to this playlist, and the song came on by Coldplay. Never heard it before. It's not great, but anyway, there was one thing in it that right off the top, I was like, this is fantastic. So you and I say bodies in a weird way. Say the way that you like to say bodies when we talk about bodies.
Bodies.
Similar to, we'll just
body.
Bodies. Just in a weird, I don't know why that started.
My son Bo was asking me where that came from. He's like, why do you guys say it like that? And I said, I don't actually know.
It just became a transformation of something that we do.
Body.
Chris Martin in the song also says it in a funny way.
Does he?
Just have a little listen here. It's coming.
Watching TV. Used to be here beside me.
Wait for it.
Used to be your arms around me.
Oh, it happened twice.
That second one?
I couldn't. Yeah, I did not just, see the second one
no,
coming.
No, no, no. Just
oh, man.
Your arms around me, your body on my body.
Oh, I didn't think it could get any worse.
Okay, so
body on my body.
Like the way he said, like his mouth doesn't even move, his lips are stuck.
I was so excited when I heard how he was kind of whisper singing to start.
Oh, yeah.
Just, and then that second one.
On my body.
Just like he's. I can't even imitate it. It's so whispery. It's a,
he's not really saying anything.
No. It's
your
like it's a like you don't even have to say word. It's just you like okay, close your lips and then
it's the absence. It's like the shadow of a word. It's the ghost of a word, isn't it?
I was like, is he listening to this radio program? He's like, oh, I can do one better. You guys think you say bodies weird. Let me show you what I do here.
No one has ever said bodies as weird as I'm going to say.
I'm
you guys are
ready
gonna,
for this?
You don't even know.
Guys, put the mic on. Ready for this? Oh, man.
What an odd duck, Chris.
Oh, my.
play it for me again. I want to hear it like I did the first time.
Okay, hold on.
Where it snuck up on you there.
Just to be here beside
just wait.
Me. Just to be your arms around me.
What a treat that was, Shauna.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
I guarantee some people in Southern Alberta picked up sunburns this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I did. A little one. Just
did
a
you?
Tiny one on my face bit, but it's
first
good.
Sunburn of the season?
Yeah.
I was sitting in the backyard just reading a book, and in 15, 20 minutes, I was already red. I was like, oh, man, I got to cover up.
Yeah, yeah.
Friend of the show, Jacob, actually messaged, and he said he just got back from vacation with a terrible sunburn. And he was wondering if you've ever talked about how you can't look cool with a sunburn.
We've definitely made fun of sunburns before, talked about the worst sunburns. I don't know if we ever talked about how you can't look cool with one, though.
He's right, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's right. He said every kind of sunburn makes a person look like such a dummy. Yeah. And it does. It looks it's like true. You just, like you have no control over your life.
Totally.
Right? Like you're just, you don't even know what's going on with your own skin.
It's true.
You look like a little kid who was, like, so excited to go play at the beach.
Yep.
Didn't let your mom put the sunscreen on you first.
Nope.
Yeah, you cannot look cool.
The worst ones are the like falling asleep sunburns. Those ones are the most hilarious and the worst to there. You certainly can't look cool with those, but you're right. Any sunburn, you can't look cool with them.
Sunburn on one side of your body.
Oh yeah.
Sunburn from poorly applied sunscreen.
Yeah. The ones from like where your sunglasses are like, that's just, no.
Yeah. You look like a bit of a clown. It's like, get it together.
Yep. Totally.
Cover your
skin. Tank top sunburn. Oh, come on, man.
So goofy.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I was out in Fernie for closing weekend this past weekend, and we went for this walk the one day. It was super nice out. And we met this guy walking his dog, and we got talking to him. Turns out he owns one of the biggest houses up on the hill there, which... that's a lot, because there's a lot of very large houses there.
Is there?
So we get chatting to him, and he was talking about how he owns a few businesses down in town. And then he was like, yeah, actually, my place is right here. And he points. And I was like, oh, that one? And then he's like, no. The one behind it. And it's just this gigantic mansion. She's like, okay, all right. But in this conversation, he looked at us and he says to us, hey, I'm leaving tomorrow. But if you guys want to spend a couple more days up in Fernie, you can take my place.
You can take my place? Mm-hmm. Like, stay at his house?
He was like, I'll leave the code for you. He goes, take my number down, and if you feel like it, just let me know. And yeah, you can stay at my place.
And you just bumped into this guy walking?
Yes. Never met him in my life before this. Chatted to him for maybe 25 minutes or so. And at the end of the conversation, he full out offers his gigantic ass mansion to us.
What?
And I was like... You know, obviously you don't believe it. Like, oh, okay. And he was like, no, seriously, take my number down. So I did. And then after we got back, I texted him and said, like, nice to meet you, whatever. And he wrote right back. And he was just like, seriously, like, think about it. If you want a place, let me know. I'll give you the code.
For free?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that just doesn't happen.
That just does not happen. I was trying to figure out why. Right. I was just like, that is the most trusting thing. You just met us and you were offering up and you have a really nice place. I'm assuming you probably have some stuff in there that's also fairly expensive. And you're just going to open your door wide open to some randos that you met up on the hill in Fernie.
Does he have so much money he just doesn't care?
That's all I could think of. It's like, he's like, whatever. He's like,
this is one worst of many case places scenario, that I have.
Like, right? And if I have to, I'll just like get fixed up, whatever you do to it or something. Like, or does he have some really good security cameras installed so like you can't get away with stuff, you know? Does he have somebody who keeps an eye on the property? Is there maybe an in-house housekeeper or something?
I wonder.
But
maybe he just really liked your vibe. Maybe he just got a real good feeling off you.
I was like, you're just a really good judge of character. Have you done this in the past and it's gone okay? So you're like, I can tell.
Seems like about the riskiest thing you could do.
Honestly,
is to give a stranger the code to your mansion.
Yeah. But then afterward, I was like, I have to work, but if we, I guess I'd love to take you up on this offer. Can we?
I would have understood if you didn't come in today.
Oh my God.
Maybe. I mean, you want to believe that the guy just has a really good heart and he just wants to share some of the bounty that he's been blessed with. Maybe he plans to hunt you once you stay there.
Well, this is the
other
thing,
maybe
right?
This is the start of like some
if he's
sort
that
of
rich, like rich we've guy. Talked about, yeah,
Saw movie.
Hunting for sport.
Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's
hunting
right.
Hunting other humans for sport.
That's the ultimate prey.
You go in there and then it locks, right? The door locks behind you and then we were prisoners and then he was going to hunt us for sport.
That seems as likely to me as the other.
I know, honestly.
The alternative.
A game of tag and if you're caught, I eat you.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
In the past on this show, when we have talked about housing prices mm-hmm. and how crazy it's getting everywhere, I've said that I don't believe anybody in government actually wants to make houses more affordable. They don't want to actually lower the cost of housing because it would be too unpopular with homeowners and too much of the economy is tied up in real estate.
Right. Yep.
And I've said that you can tell this is true by the way that whenever government brings in a policy that's meant to address this problem, it's not about lowering the cost of housing. It's about making it easier for you to get a mortgage
right.
and to buy into this inflated market.
And to get further into debt.
That's right.
Yep.
Did you hear Chrystia Freeland's announcement? It was at the end of last week, so we would have been gone for the weekend. But this is what the government has announced now.
We've made it possible for you to withdraw up to $60,000 from your RRSP and use that space in the RRSP to save up for your first down payment. And if you are a first-time home buyer and you are buying a new build, like a condo, like a townhouse, we are extending the mortgage amortization period to 30 years. That will make the monthly payments more affordable and make it more possible for you to buy that first home of your own.
So I don't know if you caught that.
Yep.
You can take $60,000 out of RRSPs to put towards a mortgage.
Right.
And amortization periods can now be as long as 30 years on a new build.
Yeah.
So what do neither of those things do, Shauna?
Make housing more affordable.
No, they don't. They just make it easier
for you to
to get a mortgage and to stay in that mortgage for longer.
Yeah.
So I think that's just more proof to my theory that, and I don't think this is unique to the federal Liberals. I think this is every level of government.
Totally.
Province like BC, fully one fifth of their economy is real estate. So if they bring down the price of housing, what happens to their economy? So that's why I don't think anybody is going to really try to make a dent in this. They might pay lip service to it. I think they all do.
Yeah, you have to.
Yep.
Because it's the biggest concern that everybody has right now.
But if the value of our houses dropped by, 20% and people could actually afford to buy them again, homeowners would freak out.
Yeah.
The economy would freak out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't.
Oh, boy.
It's more of that, right?
That's depressing.
Yeah, it's not a nice thought.
No.
But watch for it now, and you'll notice a pattern. Every time there's an announcement about how we're going to tackle the housing crisis, it's not about making houses cheaper. It never is.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
One friend of the show messaged and said, this is exactly what shady car dealerships do, where they say, we can get your payments down around $500 a month.
Totally.
But, I mean, your term is going to be 10 years, and your interest rate's going to be in the double digits. But, I mean, some people aren't financially literate enough to care about that. They're just like, oh, I can afford $500 a month.
Yeah. Anything to do with credit, though, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, your credit cards honestly just keep encouraging you to increase your credit limits, too. It's all the same. It's essentially to get you so that you're completely sewered. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, when you're buying a vehicle, don't look at the payment. Look at the total cost that you're going to be paying.
Yeah.
And someone else sent a message, and I don't know how accurate their math is, but they said the real winner with this move, with moving mortgages from 25 years to 30 years, and it used to be 30 years, and it was a few years ago that Canada put a cap on it and said 25, so now we've extended it again. They said the real winner in this is the banks.
Yeah.
Because that extra 5 years, like, you're paying just so much more in interest.
Totally.
They said 70% more. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not smart enough to check the math.
No.
But, I mean, another friend messaged and said that her friend in 2006 got a mortgage here in Calgary that was 40 years. That it was a 40-year term.
That's insane.
And at least with a house, not like a vehicle, with a house, it should be worth more than you paid for it by the time you have that paid off.
Yeah.
If you're still alive.
Yeah.
Like a 30-year mortgage, if you buy that now, you might not be around.
Nope. Yeah, it's always to do with the banks, right? That's the joy of credit. It's terrifying, right?
Yeah, and the banks, I mean, we were talking on the air recently about the biggest companies in Canada. They're all banks.
Of course.
And this will just help them make even more money. The word mortgage, you might know this as a word nerd, Shauna, literally means death pledge in French.
Yeah, we've done this, and it was one of our early etymologies, actually. It's one of the best ones, I think. Yeah, death pledge.
It seems like the government is just doing their best to make that
literal. Legit. Yeah.
But if you are ready to buy a home and you got your finances in place and you're at that point in your life, you want to make sure the home you're buying is quality.
Yes.
And Shane Homes will do that for you.
Yep.
I mean, they've been around for 4 decades now, and you don't survive that long as a home builder if you're building shit homes, right? So
you certainly don't.
And we were talking recently about some of the, unprovoked testimonials I was reading online about people who have bought from Shane Homes and were very pleased with the process and the quality of the build, the professionalism. Shane Homes can get you started and tell you more about their affordable customization and all the great things they offer if you hit up their website. ShaneHomes.com. Shane Homes.
The better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
I was reading about Madonna's recent tour, and she's still touring, which is incredible, of course. I've contemplated going to see her because, I mean, she's 65 now. I don't know how much more touring she is going to do.
I mean, there's lots of artists that tour into their 70s and stuff,
so.
Right?
Yeah,
I
guess so.
Don't sell her short.
No, you're right. And from what I gather, she's still doing her thing on stage. I was telling a friend this, though, and they were talking about how hot it was when they went to see her, the venue. I didn't realize this. Madonna doesn't like AC. So when she tours, she requests that these venues turn off the air conditioning because she's, you know, it affects her voice and she doesn't want to do that. And so she's like, I don't want air conditioning. So if you go to one of Madonna's tours in one of these big tin cans, there's no air conditioning.
That surprises me because up on stage, it's always hot. The lights are so hot.
Yeah. Not for Madonna, though. You know how women run cold? She wants it real, real hot up there.
She wants it hot for you and hotter for her.
Honestly, my friend was saying that there were people who were like passing out at the venue. They were, it was so hot in there. They were like, it was almost unbearable. I almost had to leave.
Doesn't sound like
that. That sounds awful.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it'd be for me, especially as someone who does run hot.
Can you imagine also just the odors alone that would be in one of these? Like, we're talking stadiums. Like, we're talking not stadiums, but giant ass areas. Yeah. Like,
20,000 people just sweating on each other.
Oh, my God. I was just like, as I was listening, I was like, I don't think I want to do that anymore. No, thank you. I'll pass.
You don't want to catch Madonna's Stinky Girl World Tour?
Honestly, I'd be like, a festival maybe is the only way to do it. But what is she? She probably doesn't do festivals. Gets a little nippy up there. Does she have heaters just blasting at her?
She has to be on under the midday sun. She will not headline.
I was like, okay, so I guess.
The sun goes down.
Okay, does she do any Arctic tours in the winter? Because that might be your best option.
Gross.
Madonna's stinky tour. Madonna and the stenches.
Turn up the house lights. I want to see all of you smelly people.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
You want the furthest? The nosebleeds are the most expensive because they're... Oh, no.
That's
the hot air would rise.
It's even hotter up there.
Oh, man. Never mind.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Of all the things that have gone way up in price in the last few years.
Yeah.
Which is basically everything.
Yes.
I'd have to say one of the most egregious examples is 5-cent candies.
Can you even get individual 5-cent candies anymore?
Don't think you can.
Okay, because they went for like 10 cents.
You're right.
Okay.
And then most stores were kind of doing away with them, and then COVID completely ruined that.
Like, yeah.
No one's digging through the same little bin of bulk 5-cent candies at the corner store.
With COVID fingers.
Yeah. So now you can only get them in the pre-made bags, like the grab bags. Yeah. And a bag is like $8. It's absurd.
That's ridiculous.
It's insane, Shauna. That same amount of candy used to cost us like $1.50.
Yeah.
Now it's like a bag, I think it's like $7.99 at some of the stores, like $8.
You're talking those cone bags?
Yes, yeah. Cone bags. Mm-hmm. It's insane. It's absurd. Has anything else gone up in price that much? Is anything else up in price like 600%?
No, probably not.
I don't think so.
But when you start with such a low, you know, low margin, then I guess that's why they're like, we can put it in a bag and sell it for
$8. There's a long way to go.
Yeah. That's a lot. It's probably because it's in a plastic bag too. Those are hard to come by. You know, they're like, the bag itself is more valuable now.
Jeez, give me a greasy paper bag.
Seriously. Just put it in my fingers, my COVID fingers, okay?
I don't need a bag. I'll just...
Just give me right into my COVID fingers, okay?
But it's to the point where the kids today won't even know what those 5-cent candies are like we did. That was a big part of my childhood, was going to the store with your dollar or whatever, and you could pick out your 20 candies. True. You'd always sneak a few extra.
Of course.
You know, they'd say...
You have to taste test, make sure they're not poisonous.
Yeah, and they're not going to take them out and count them. That's a crazy thing to do.
Yes.
So you'd get a few extras in there. Kids aren't going to know that.
No.
They're not even gonna,
sad.
They're not going to know blue whales.
No.
And big feet. Coke bottles.
It's quite sad.
And strawberry marshmallow
things. I like those. The banana marshmallow ones.
Yeah, they're not going to know any of that. The eggs, the frogs.
No.
Some politicians should include that in their platform.
Cheap,
and we're
going to
bring down
kids.
The cost of 5-cent candies.
No, no, they're putting syntax on them. That's why it's the syntax that's going on with those sugary candies now, too,
and
isn't it?
And the plastic bags.
Yeah, geez, yeah. It's going the opposite.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
We were talking the other day about how one of your friends thinks a guy on elliptical looks ridiculous.
Yeah, she said it gives her the ick. It's her new ick. Is a man on an elliptical.
I tended to agree a little bit. And then I remembered I know.
Poor guys on ellipticals just trying to exercise.
It does give me the ick. It's just of all the, I don't know why it's just not as some of the other, I don't know why. I can't tell you why.
It's kind of a silly motion. That's why.
The minute we got off, I realized that my boyfriend is a big elliptical guy. He's had a bunch of knee surgeries, so it's much easier on his knee than anything else. So he will hit the elliptical if he was going to do any cardio machine.
He's looking for that low impact fitness, hey?
Yeah. So he pointed this out to me and then called us out, and he was like, you're kind of cardio snobs, aren't you guys?
Oh.
And the fact we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were talking about how, you know, even there's the reclining bikes and the different types of.
Yeah, the recumbent bike is at the bottom of the pecking order in terms of cardio. But
we are.
I mean, there's fitness snobs, but then you're right. There are subcategories of fitness snobs. Absolutely.
Subcategories, and this is a big one.
Cardio snobs is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
My fitness level is so high, even my gym equipment breaks a sweat.
The elliptical... No thanks. I prefer forms of cardio where the machine isn't doing most of the work for you.
Why walk when you can run? But why run when you can sprint? I sprint everywhere I go.
Yes, sprinting is the ultimate form of cardiovascular respiratory aerobic exercise. Everything else is inferior.
If I don't wind up in full-out cardiac arrest, I'm simply not working my keep a defib with me on my person. Oh, good work. Do you need my defib?
Yep.
Oh, good.
There it goes.
Oh, you farted.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I was watching a bit of the Masters yesterday and was kind of watching the exchange between the players and their caddies.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know this, but some of the fancier golf courses that you can play, you actually have to have a caddy.
I didn't know that.
Normally they will provide you with one. And then I was curious. I was like, I wonder if you could bring your own caddy. Like, I wonder if there's any way of doing that. And I guess certain courses will allow you to do that.
Do they have to be like certified as a caddy?
Well, this is what it's, there's some gray areas. Sometimes they think that there's some courses where people are like, yeah, you can maybe bring your own caddy and like it could be a buddy or something, but you do have to. It's just a very strange thing. But then I was like, okay, well, I also thought that would be a hilarious loss to a bet, by the way. Like your buddy has to be your caddy for the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, like a fantasy football
right?
type punishment.
Totally.
You have to caddy for your buddy.
Yeah, you don't get to play golf. You just have to caddy. So anything you want, give me my club, give me my drink, all that stuff.
I wouldn't hate that. I'm not a big golfer. So when my friends invite me out, I was like, I'll sit in the cart and drink beer.
Totally.
Drive you guys around.
Hey, I used to do that with my boyfriend all the time. Be like, I can't really golf, but I'll be there for moral support.
Yeah.
I'll pass you a beer.
I
want to
hang out. Totally. I like being outside.
Yeah, right? But then I was thinking about this. If you could pick your own caddy, let's say you had to. Let's say you're going golfing and they're like, you need to find a caddy and it's somebody that you know.
Okay.
Who would you pick?
Not like a celebrity caddy.
It's not a celebrity. It has to be somebody that you could like dial up and be like, you need to be my caddy.
Well, again, I don't golf, so I don't know. Mm. What characteristics are you looking for in a good caddy?
Probably somebody who is calm.
Okay.
Right? Someone who can help calm you down potentially or motivate you in certain ways, right?
Okay.
Somebody who's good at just passing your stuff, you know?
Doesn't seem too tough.
Somebody who you enjoy being around, that kind of stuff.
Well, if I was actually like trying to play well,
right?
My friend Katie is a professional golfer.
Oh, okay.
And she actually was the PGA of Canada's female player of the year last year. So
that's
she's
awesome.
Pretty damn good at golf. So
yeah.
If I wanted a competitive edge, I'd probably ask Katie to caddy for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Other than that, I'd probably just pick a buddy who I think is really funny and would crack me up the
totally.
Whole time. Just someone I want to bro out with for 5 hours on the course.
100%. I know. I was thinking I have a couple options. And one is my mom's cousin, Debbie. We've talked about her before, but she used to be an Olympian. She was a former Olympian.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she actually went to the Olympics with the figure skating team because she knows psychologically the pressure and how to kind of handle that kind of stuff. So I was like, she has really good, and she took psychology. So she's got all that insight and stuff. I think she'd be able to, in that way, if there was pressure mounting, help me out.
So it's almost like bringing a sports psychologist along.
Totally.
Because of the mental side of golf.
That's it. Okay. And then my other friend, Mal, yeah, she just cracks me up and also always just knows how to say the right things to make you feel good about yourself. She just has that gift. So everyone she meets, she's always, so if you're stressing out, she'd just say something to me and be like, okay, I'm good now. Yeah, so it's good.
You'd go with a calming influence.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Because I feel like the pressure of gearing up would suck.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I don't really golf, but it seems like maybe among the most mental of games, right? Like where you could really get in your own head.
Totally. But an amateur comedian, also one of your friends who's, cracks you up the best, that would be a good way to take the pressure off too.
And I've got lots of those in my group of friends. So
the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
We were messaging with a good friend of the show, Fred, last week. You had mentioned the golfer Fred Couples.
Yeah.
Playing in the Masters. I think he was the oldest guy playing in the Masters, was
yes,
he?
Yes, yes.
And Fred said Fred Couples.
64 years old.
He was 64?
Yeah.
Fred said that Fred Couples is a great Fred.
Fred Couples is a great Fred,
isn't he?
Yeah.
Fred Couples is just a good name all around.
Totally.
But I asked Fred, I was like, who's the goat of Freds? And this is what Fred had to say. He said, real or fictional? He said, if you count fictional, maybe Fred Flintstone?
Oh, yeah.
So he said, the older I get, the less that reference resonates.
Mm, fair.
Potentially Freddy Krueger.
Oh.
And then real Freds.
Mm-hmm.
Fred thought maybe, he said he's named after Frederick Douglass, the writer.
Okay.
So he said that's his personal goat.
Yep.
But maybe Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers. Another great Fred.
Fred Penner is another.
Fred Penner for Canadians.
Right?
Absolutely.
Big, good Fred, too.
Those are good Freds. All those good Freds. Lots of great Freds there.
There's a lot of good Freds, actually.
I don't know if you and I have ever talked about the goat of our own names, Shauna. There probably aren't too many Shaunas, I'm guessing.
Nope.
My first name is Andrew, and there are a ton of Andrews.
Yeah, you're great.
Lots to choose from.
Lots of them. There are not a lot of good Shaunas.
No?
No. There aren't a lot of famous Shaunas at all.
Who's the most famous Shauna?
Well, it's funny because, so my name is, there's none that are spelled the way that my name is spelled.
So it's you?
S-E-A-N-N-A.
You're the most famous S-E-A-N-N-A?
It would be me or Sienna Collins, but she says it's Sienna.
Okay.
And she is a broadcaster from Edmonton. But she's the one who, remember when I first moved to Edmonton, she tried to trademark her name.
She wanted you to change yours, didn't she?
Yes. She didn't want two S-E-A-N-N-A Shaunas or Siennas in the same market. So she made this big stink about my name. Was like, you need to change it.
Did you tell her to take a hike?
Yeah. I was like, I'm not changing my name because we have
It's my name.
It's the same. What are you? No.
So what if you include other spellings of Shauna? Are there any famous?
It's still there's hardly any.
I can't even really think of anybody.
No. The only one I could really think about is Shauna Sexton, who dated Ben Affleck for a bit, but she's a model, Playboy model.
Ah, okay. I've never heard of her. She's quite fly.
Yeah.
She's quite a fly honey.
She's a fly honey. But she's really the only other one that I could think of in terms of famous Shauna. There's no famous Shaunas.
Well, the runway's wide open for you there, Shauna.
Great. So perfect. Okay.
Get more famous.
I know. I'll work on that.
For Andrews?
Yeah.
I mean, Andrew Carnegie has like Carnegie Hall, Carnegie Mellon University.
That's a big one.
All the Carnegie libraries, including the one in Central Memorial Park here in Calgary.
Totally.
He was one of the wealthiest people ever, I think. So maybe him. But I think even he is second to the Apostle Andrew.
Yeah.
Because he was bros with Jesus.
Yeah.
He's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's pretty tough to get more famous than that.
It's true. The
Bible's pretty popular. A lot of people are really into it.
That one's like the most famous Jesus. I mean.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna download it daily to whatever device you use. Later.